Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ visits with a young man in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. He is a very talented saddle bronc rider. In the classic event, he has qualified for the World Series of our sport four times. Saddle bronc riding, Lefty Homan from California. Hey, Lefty, good
Thanks.
To see you.
Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. What's it like to ride broncs for a living?
A lot of ups and downs. Bronc riding is a very humbling sport, but it's the best job in the world. So I'm very grateful. I thank God every day I get to do this for my job. To get to come out here to Vegas, being one of the top 15 bronc riders in the world, is a true honor.
What inspired you to start this? How old were you and how old are you now?
I'm 26 now. I started riding saddle bronc horses when I was a senior in high school. So it's been 8 years now, probably. I don't know what else I'd be doing if it wasn't for rodeo. And my inspiration would be my family. I come from a big rodeo family. My grandpa, Witch, and my grandma, and pretty much everybody in my family is a big rodeo fan. So that'd be my inspiration.
You know, Lefty, we have a platform here with Native Voice One Radio Network. We're on tribal stations across the country in Canada, even Alaska, and some in Hawaii. Can you share with the young listeners why they might consider this and how they would possibly get started if they're not from a rodeo family?
Yeah, for me, it's the people in this game. You won't find people like this in any other sport, in my opinion. It's the best, some of the best friends you'll ever have in your life in the Western industry. You meet some very good people along the way.
Well, you know, sprint car driving, downhill skiing, kickboxing, there's other high adrenaline sports, but riding broncs is special.
Yeah, it's special. It's a dance, not a fight. Even though that ride tonight felt like a fight because it was Eliminator, it's a dance out there. It's all about the rhythm of the bucking horse and trying to make it look as pretty as possible.
And is there still that much fun in it for you to keep going with all of the danger, the miles, all of that involved? For a young man listening that might say, hey, I'm going to do this or that or this, how would we guide him to grab a hold of a buck ring?
Yeah, you know, we don't even think about that stuff. You know, to beat a bucking horse to the ground when you're on top of them, to set your feet in their neck before they hit the ground, it's truly the best feeling in the world, and it feels like you're floating. And when you get off and hear the crowd go crazy, it's the best feeling, and that's one of the reasons I do this.
Yes, sir. Well, right now, we're in the City of Lights in Las Vegas, Nevada. You just won round number 9 and took a victory lap in front of 17,015 people, plus the Cowboy Channel. Sports Illustrated here it's all here. That's got to be awesome.
It's the best feeling in the world. I hope to experience it again, but I'm not taking it for granted. I know that this game's very hard. It's hard to win rounds out here, but I plan to do it a lot more.
You had the opportunity, you visited us on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation at the Adrian Foote Memorial PRCA Rodeo, and you won it not once, but twice. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. You know, I love winning. I love winning in front of a passionate crowd, and they have a passionate crowd there.
Yes, sir. What makes you able to be at the level that you are and beat the field like you have been doing for four times here at the Wrangler NFR?
Faith for me. A lot of faith, a lot of hard work, a lot of preparation, a lot of visualization. I don't do nothing to be half-assed at it. I want to be the best at whatever I do, so that's my drive.
Yes, sir. One more question for those youngsters listening and whatever they may choose to do. Well, even guys for me, my age, so to speak. What can you share with them that maybe someone has shared with you in success?
Be passionate about it. Be fall in love with your craft. Become obsessed with it. Try to perfect it. Be hard on yourself. Never be satisfied with what you're doing. I promise you, I'm going to get back to my gear bag and watch my video and see what I could have done better. You know, even though I got to round one, never being content with your craft.
That's words of our champion, California's Lefty Homan, four-time Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Saddle Bronc Rider. Lefty, thank you for your time. God bless you and have more success, partner.
Thank you.
Good job.
The Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.